Welcome to the fifth episode of the Honors Forecast, a podcast devoted to exciting developments and upcoming events in the hub of learning and co-curricular activity that is the Honors College at the University of Houston. I'm your host, Robert Cremins. Houston is the energy capital of the world, so it comes as no great surprise to learn that at Houston's University, we have a thriving energy and sustainability program. This fall, the program took another stride forward when it became part of the Honors College. Dr. Joe Pratt, the program's director, explains why this was such a good move.
The Honors College is the natural place for this program to be housed. We didn't start there, but once it was established that we could do this and students were being attracted, it was just a matter of time before we moved to the Honors College where interdisciplinary programs are comfortable.
So the Honors College is the natural home for this burgeoning program. But what exactly does the Energy and Sustainability minor have to offer Honors College students?
What we're doing, and I can see this in our good students, and we have a lot of good students, what we're doing primarily is expanding their knowledge of the vocabulary, the basic concepts of energy and sustainability, but also giving them a reason to think creatively about it, to think, form their own opinions as opposed to us telling them what they believe. When you get to climate change and issues like that, there's so much uncertainty about what we should do, maybe not about what's happening, but what we should do. It's really important for students, I think particularly interdisciplinary students, to listen to other opinions and to test their own opinions against those. And that, again, that's an honors tradition. It's why it's worth coming to college, period, but particularly if you're serious about your studies and serious about doing something with your life. So we have found on a practical level, numerous people come back to us and tell us that the minor comes up in their interviews, that the interviewer will look at it and say, well, what's this minor, and give them something to talk about for the rest of the time. But mainly creative thinking about and independent thinking about what I keep saying to the most important issues that will be their whole lifetime.
In conjunction with the relaunch of Energy and Sustainability under the Honors umbrella, the program has significantly expanded its course offerings. Joe Pratt is excited about a class he will be co-teaching in spring 2015 with Ramanan Krishnamurti, the University of Houston's Chief Energy Officer. The class is entitled The Future of Natural Gas.
I've been wanting to teach this course for the last 5 years. Natural gas is the fuel of the region's future, certainly. We don't know in terms of the global markets and even national markets, but in our region, the companies are all moving in that direction. I've studied this from inside companies, from some of the old trunk line companies like Texas Eastern to Amoco to ExxonMobil and others. Ramanan Krishnamurti, the co-teacher, is a chemical engineer, and also he's in petroleum engineering. He studied it more from the technical side. We think we're going to have a really good combination of the technical and the financial. And it's mainly for graduate students, although about 10 undergraduates have signed up for it. I think it's really important for our region and for the nation to think harder about what a commitment to natural gas entails and the implications for the long-term future. And the course will use that lens of natural gas to look at energy mix over time.
Another spring 2015 offering is Case Studies in Energy and Sustainability. This course is the capstone for the minor and explores current issues shaping both energy and sustainability in the United States. Next semester, the class will have a very special instructor.
We were talking to John Hoffmeister, who is a former president of Shell USA, Shell Oil. He's also an activist. He has created a group of citizens on the energy issue. He speaks all over the world. He testifies before Congress regularly. He has a different level of attraction, we hope, for students to be in a classroom with someone with that breadth of experience. He is an experienced teacher. He's taught in the Arizona State University program as an energy specialist in the big sustainability program they have for several years. And he seemed eager to do this in Houston.
A third exciting offering for spring 2015 is the Seminar in Energy Efficiency, taught by Dr. Radha Radhakrishnan.
The energy efficiency course really allows us to get right to the connecting point between energy and sustainability, to put the minor together. When you use energy efficiently, you use it less, you create less of every kind of pollutant you can imagine. Radha is an interesting teacher also. He's the first PhD student in management from the University of Houston, from Bauer College. A long, decades-long experience with Shell around the world, still very well connected in Shell. Incredibly lively intellect. He's just thinking all the time about all the things that we need in the mine, or all the things that he brings to his courses. We worked on it, a group of us worked on it during the summer to try to get a breadth of participation from both U of H professors and guest speakers, and it's just a glorious looking course.
In spring 2015 and beyond, there's a great future in store for students taking the Energy and Sustainability minor. The program is just one of the many ways honor students move from great books to grand challenges. We hope you'll join us for future episodes of The Forecast to find out about more of them. From myself, Robert Kremens, producer Andrew Hamilton, and editor Sarah Tucker, goodbye until next time.